You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening from an action energy, action-packed, energized Bainbridge Gopher gym tonight. It is a great local rivalry that has not seen the importance of this rivalry in terms of standings in a long, long time. It is Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats coming in with a record of 7-1 in the league. Their only loss to Harpersville overall, they are 8-5. They're taking on the Sydney Lady Warriors. They have a modest record of 7-5, but more importantly, their record inside the MAC competition is 7-0. So this is a game for first, second, third, somewhere in there. We know that Harpersville is playing Walton tonight. They also are undefeated, so there's a lot at stake here tonight. A game that I've been looking forward to for some time now, but it's like I said, it's been a while since Sydney BG Girls meant what it does tonight. My name is Greg Davey, and I am here at Bainbridge Guilford getting ready, and I'm looking to my right, and I see all kinds of white shirts for the BG Bobcat logo. The Bobcat mascot is here. I look to my left, I see a whole ton of Sydney people. So this is the way it used to be in the good old days of local rivalries. We've got that re-energized tonight. We start our ball game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, with a phone number of 563-4311. They've got all your transportation needs, including daily rentals, and expert service department, great financing opportunities as well. Chambers and O'Hara wishes Coach Brad Aldrich of the Sydney Lady Warriors, Coach Bob Conway, and his Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats the best in tonight's game. Our broadcast, a presentation of WCDO Sports, our rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is, as always, strictly prohibited. Step away for a minute. The JV game, by the way, won by Sydney. They pulled away a close game. It was 32-29. Sydney came back, a couple of three-pointers, and they nipped it in the bud, 43-33. So we get ready for the varsity match, and we'll be back to take a look at both teams a little bit more in depth. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
Oh, there's nothing better than a Big Mac sandwich.
Well,
the melted cheese, tangy pickles, special sauce.
I can think of one thing.
Impossible.
Two Big Mac sandwiches.
Now at McDonald's, get two Big Mac sandwiches for just $4. Two legendary Big Mac sandwiches with melted cheese, pickles, and special sauce. Only $4.
Okay, that is better.
And bigger.
Delicious.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on the menu board. Limited time offer.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in January, get a small white chocolate mocha for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only. Limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. And just found out from our engineer, Joe Gardner, that if I was trying to describe the energized gymnasium and stands here tonight, as an added suggestion for you, check out the WCDO Facebook page for at least one photograph of how crazy it is in here. And like I said in my first segment, I have not seen it so energized in this gym in a long, long time. And I was telling an interested spectator as I set up during the JV game back in 2002, if anybody remembers, Bainbridge Guilford had a team that only lost three games the entire season, all three to Sydney. That's the year that Sydney girls, under Coach Lorraine Fleisig, went on to the state finals, losing to Voorheesville in Class C. That was 2002. But the games in Sydney and in Bainbridge-Guilford in the regular season, back when they played each other at a home-and-home, those stands were packed, and they were packed very early. This isn't quite that packed, but there's about 12 rows of BG students that are in various costumes. They've got a Bobcat flag. The Bobcat mascot is here. And there are some of the guys who have painted their bare chest white and then put blue letters on to spell out. I hopefully spell out Bobcats, and hopefully they spell it right. I have no idea because I am behind them. I cannot see what they are spelling. But a couple of people turned around, and I saw one guy with an A, and I think I saw one guy with a T. So anyway, so it's one of those games that we know is up for grabs. First of all, number one, it's very evenly matched. Number two, with Harpersville undefeated and playing Walton tonight, they are in first place along with Sydney, although Sydney is technically a half a game back because they have a makeup game with Hancock. That game will be played Monday night in Sydney. And then Sydney still has Oxford and then Harpersville. So they have, after tonight's game, they have three games left. Harpersville has just three league games left. So they are 8-0. Sydney is 7-0. Bainbridge-Guilford right behind it, 7-1. They have games left against Unadilla Valley on Tuesday. I take that back. Their schedule called for them to be home against Unadilla Valley on Tuesday. It is now Monday. Monday's game that we will do on WCDO. That is a quick change. And then Friday they play at Delhi. At Delhi. So I was glad I talked to Coach Bob Conaway before the game because I was just matter-of-factly saying, well, you know, we're also going to do your game Tuesday with Unadilla Valley. He goes, oh, no, that's Monday night because of Regents Week. Regents Week in a crazy time of the winter, and that's calling for changes of schedule. I don't know if that'll allow us to do a Tuesday game or not. I did have Unitigo and Afton girls scheduled, but I might change that to Unitigo Afton boys. Hard to say at this point, or it might not be any game Tuesday. But definitely Monday here against Unadilla Valley and Friday, Sydney girls at Harpersville. If we can sneak in another game, we certainly will. All right, so Bainbridge-Guilford. started off a little sluggish. They were playing in the Sherburn-Earlville tournament, and they lost both games. And this is after beating Afton by just 5 points in their debut on December the 12th, 45-40. They had a couple of girls sitting out, ineligible based on practices or something. Now, then the next night they went to Sherburn and lost to the host Sherburn team 46-32. And in the consolation, a week later, because of a cancellation, they lost to Vernon Verona Sherrill 45-37. Since that time, well, they lost to Harpersville 36-23. They have given Harpersville the toughest challenge so far, losing by 13, but holding Harpersville to just 36 points. They were within three with about 4 minutes to go at 23-20 before Harpersville took command and won that one going away. All right, so after that, it was a win at Unitigo. We had that game on CDL. The Kozlowski tournament was probably the turning point for them. They beat Whitney Point by two and Marathon by four to take the Kozlowski tournament. Came back and lost to Shenango Valley the first game of 2014, 39-27. But since that time have reeled off five wins. Home against Hancock, 67-29. At Deposit, 50-37. Home to Walton, 54-21. Home to Oxford, 55-20. And then at Green on Wednesday, they won 46-27. And that was after a very close first quarter. They outscored Green 28-9 over the middle two quarters. Now, I haven't mentioned any names. The strength of this Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcat team is that you never know who's going to be the leading scorer. Sydney, you pretty much figure Kelsey Decker is going to be one of the top scorers, and then it could be Jolene Crom, it could be Bethany Carl, could even be Connor Decker, her cousin. But for Bainbridge-Guilford, it can be Abby Smith, and it has been Abby Smith several times. It's been Morgan Bullis several times. It's also been Taylor Palmateer several times, and I think once it's also been Megan Ferreira, who's the defensive specialist. So you never know who the go-to person is or the scorer or the hot hand or whatever. In other words, it's a very, very balanced effort. Coach Conway plays three, four kids off the bench. Sydney is starting to trust in their subs as well. And they have I think they've gotten a nice rotation compared to what they had starting the season when they were still trying to feel things out. And remember, Sydney, starting out the season, got beat by four to Johnson City, and then they took Johnson City to overtime. Johnson City is a stacked team that beat Seton Catholic, the team that lost last night to Harpersville. So that kind of showed Coach Aldrich and the crew in Sydney that they had a team that could compete in the MAC. Well, they beat Green, of course. Lost to Shenango Valley. That one, the last 2 weeks of December were horrible, except for a win against Walton. They lost to Shenango Valley, Seton Catholic by 30, and Athens PA by 20. But since that time, 2014 has been very good. They've been very good in 2014. The overtime buzzer beater by Kelsey Decker to beat Unadilla Valley. They were down 17 to Afton, came back to win by 2, 53-51. A win at home against Delhi, 47-36. The Breeze against Deposit, 64-24. And then an impressive showing at home on Wednesday, the game we did, the 49-24 victory over Unitigo. Sydney averaging about 5 three-pointers a game. Bainbridge-Guilford averaging about 1-2 per game. There have been a half a dozen games where BG has not hit a three-pointer at all. Sydney has always hit three-pointers, and their lowest is two. They've hit as many as eight, and that was against Unadilla Valley. Free throw shooting, and I haven't added these up, but Sydney was shooting 42% coming into Wednesday's game, but they went 6-for-10, so there's just a nudge above that now. Bainbridge-Guilford, just looking at my recap of the season, shooting probably about 33%, give or take a percent. Their last effort, they were 4-for-11 against Green. In that game, Abby Smith and Morgan Bullis lived up to what I was saying. They both had 12 points. Taylor Palmateer had 8. In the last win for Sydney against Unitigo, Kelsey Decker had 14, including 3 three-pointers, but 3 other players reached double figures. Jolene Crown, 13 off the bench. Dawn Savino's top game, 10, and Bethany Carl at 10. We're about 2 minutes away. We're going to step away one final time. And just remember that this game is for, you can call it first place, you can call it second place, or you could just call it a position round. If Sydney wins, they maintain with Harpersville. If BG wins, suddenly there's a tie for second place. Simple as that. All right, we'll be back to bring it on home and give you the starting lineup for tonight's game. Sydney girls, Bainbridge-Guilford girls at Bainbridge-Guilford, where the stands are pretty full and the vocal sounds, the decibels are pretty high. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap it all up, give you the starting lineup, and start our game tonight. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Their starting lineup. Catching that a little late here, but Riley Janung, John Savino, Bethany Kyle, Kelsey Decker, and Jenna McDonald starting for Sydney. And Sarah Norris
sang the national anthem. We want to thank her. Didn't get to get it live, but boy, she did a nice job. Set the tone for tonight's game, no doubt.
No wonder I was pegging the needle. I had the microphone way up. Here we go, the BG starting lineup. Well, I'll tell you, just turn that mic off. Oh, that was That was Bush League on my part. Not a good day for the spare microphone. All right, so what I was thinking was Brad Aldrich and Bob Conway have squared off many times, but Bob's always been at Bainbridge Guilford the last 25-plus years, or 23, I think. Brad Aldrich coached at Oxford, took him to a state Final Four in 2004, but now he's at Sydney. And again, these two coaches, a lot of experience, playing a lot of players. I like that. Very important. And you can hear the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcat cheering section. They are loud and proud. And to my left, the Sydney Warriors fans are sitting down, but they're no less proud of their team. Here we go, ready to go, and hope you're enjoying it tonight. Tell us where you're logging in from on WCDOsports.com. Kelsey Decker will out jump Taylor Palmateer, and Sydney goes to the offense to start with. Decker to Riley Janong. Turnaround by Carl. It's off the rim a couple of times and out of bounds. It will be Bobcats ball. BG in their home white with Bobcats in blue and numbers and piping, if the old school world word there. Sydney in the maroon with white, and a steal in the backcourt by Bethany Carl. Here she comes, dishing off, but before she does that, she's traveling with the ball. Well, the pass came down in the paint. She picked it off, tried to go as far as she could, stopped her on the foul line, an extra step, cross court pass, and off the foot of Marissa Thornton. So both teams a little bit nervous starting out, and who can blame them? Now, beginning of the season, the two smallest players for Sydney, Riley Janong and Dawn Sivino, started together. They haven't started together in a while, but they're back out there now in the starting lineup. Let's see if that's a strategic move. It's Decker. Nice ball fake. Tried to pass it to McDonald. It's stolen away by Morgan Bullis as she comes down the other way. And a nice job for McDonald to speed up, get ahead of her, and knock the ball away before there can be a shot. So only Sydney has had a shot thus far. 52 seconds into this ball game. Inbound from Abby Smith. She's taking a lot of time. Finally in the corner, Bullis across the key. Palmateer, nothing there. Sydney playing a zone defense to start out. They loft it down into Bullis, around underneath, and a foul will be called on Bethany Carl. On a reverse layup or under the basket, whichever you want to say. And so the foul will go on Carl, first of the night. And the shot up and missed by Bullis. Morgan Bullis, a key factor in this BG lineup, no doubt, both defense and offense. Second shot with a one hand is good. So, yes, we have a point. A minute two into the play. 1-0 Bainbridge Guilford. Kelsey Decker bringing the ball up this time. They'll have a variety of sets. Sometimes Decker's the point guard. Sometimes she plays underneath and they put the ball into her hands that way. And there's a touch foul called on Megan Ferreira now. Ferreira and Bullis, admittedly the best defensive players for Bainbridge Guilford. Sydney's best defenders on the court, at least right now, Bethany Carl and Jenna McDonald. Decker against, seemingly forcing that pass on the right side, trying to go around the defender with a wraparound pass. That's twice it's been knocked out of bounds. Decker will inbound. They do a pick. A couple of screens later, inbounds comes to Savino. Savino had 10 points in the game against Unitigo, and there's a knockout by number 10, Megan Ferreira, who forces the turnover. Savino a little too careful. Well, a bit edgy, and the Bobcat fans are still standing waiting for the first basket. Nice pass on the weak side. Shot missed by Ferreira. Excellent feed to against the overloaded defense. Here comes Savino driving in hard off the glass. No good. It's tipped back to Decker. Foul line shot is good, and she's fouled. And we have our first lead change of the ballgame. That'll be a second one on Megan Ferreira, and that's crucial. Already a minute 40 into play with Megan Ferreira getting her second foul. That's going to bring Bob Conway to the bench. And the shot is good. There will be a substitution as Decker makes the shot. Now I got to figure out who 22 is because they didn't have a 22 before. 22 is Rebecca Reyes. Thank you very much. She was not on the roster originally. Foul in the by Sydney, I believe on Savino. Rebecca Reyes is number 22, and she is a ninth grader, 5'3". And the first substitute for Bainbridge Guilford due to the two fouls on Megan Ferreira. 3-1 in favor of Sydney. A steal down there in the paint again. Savino comes away with it, drives in hard, way too hard, and the shot just caroms right off the square. And another foul called. So the referees not letting them play yet. Foul called on Jenna McDonald of Sydney. Already five fouls, and we're only 2 minutes into the ballgame. 3-1 Sydney. Three-point play the old-fashioned way by Kelsey Decker. Marissa Thornton gives the ball to Abby Smith. She's left-handed, runs the show when she's in there for Bob Conway's Lady Bobcats. Nice spin move by Bullis coming from the weak side. McDonald with a steal. McDonald waits, goes to Bethany Carl, who taps it right back to Dawn Savino over half court. She comes. Remember, this is the large court, a very large court. Only Green and Harpersville Green and BG have courts this size. Air ball by McDonald, but Bethany Carl stood waiting on the weak side, on the far side of the basket, caught it and put it up and in. So a 5-1 lead for Sydney. 5:16 left in a short timeout. By Bob Conway. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, BG going to inbound the ball against the full court press by Sydney. And once they get it in, Sydney backs up. They pass down low for Taylor Palmateer. She has only handled the ball a couple of times. She never got a chance to handle that one. The pass sailed high. Turned over to Sydney. Lady Warriors with the early advantage. 5-1, 5:07 left in the first quarter at Bainbridge Guilford. BG with one league loss to Harpersville. Sydney, no league losses. They play Harpersville next Friday. Janung drives in hard and puts it up, but too hard again against the backboard. What is it right now with Sydney shooting too long on everything? There's a wide open Marissa Thornton, misses on the right side, but she comes back and gets the ball loose. Don Savino, however, goes for it, and now Thornton gets it back and throws it away. I mean, we're talking three turnovers in the matter of 2 seconds. 5-1, Warriors have the ball. Decker going on backdoor to McDonald, the shot up, no good. And Bullis with a rebound for BG. Bullis hands off to Abby Smith. Here she comes. Up the middle, crossing over on the dribble against Savino. Dawn backs up just a little bit. And BG offense spreads out. Morgan Bullis at the top of the key against Carl. And Bethany Carl got hit in the face. And now she's going to be called with a foul, but she inadvertently got hit. It looks like in the eye or the nose, and she's down and in tears. Clock stops with 4:08 as Carl will get called for her second foul. Even though she's the one that got hit, Bullis was on her way down the paint, and I think, and Coach Brad Aldridge talking about it with the official, saying the foul happened before that, and I don't know if she's checking for blood or what. She's holding her nose, and again, she's in pain and in tears, and they are checking that out. Jolene Cron will come in. I mean, Carl would have probably come out with that second foul anyway. But now the injury says about it. And there's another foul called. As Morgan Bullis pounds it inside, foul will be on Kelsey Decker of Sydney. So already five team fouls against the Lady Warriors, only two against Bainbridge Guilford, both on Megan Ferreira, who is sitting out at this time. Two shots. Shot is short. Remember, Bainbridge Guilford is not a good free throw shooting team. Sydney is better, but not that much better. Second shot is good. So Bullis has two in out of four free throws, and her team has just the 2 points. McDonald shoots inside for Sydney, and she's fouled. So if this stays consistent, foul shots are going to be key. So is depth on the bench. Bullis with a foul. Decker in the corner goes to McDonald. She had a little bit of an edge, and now back to Decker for three. Swish for Kelsey Decker. Kelsey Decker with an early 6 points out of eight for Sydney, 8-2. Another cross-court pass to Thornton, but pops off of her hands. That's several times now that somebody on the diagonal pass receiving it either missed the shot or could not hang on to the pass. BG's going to put on some full court pressure. Dawn Savino up the floor, guarded by Rebecca Reyes, who came in for Megan Ferrer. Savino gets right past her, goes to Riley Janung. Janung driving in, and she lost her balance and the ball. Here comes Smith. She's strong with a left hand. She's going to pass over to Palmateer at the top of the key. Palmateer picked up by McDonald. Now it's to Reyes. 3:15 on the clock. 15 on the shot clock. Abby Smith holds the ball over her head. Waits for a screen. Now she dribbles. Comes in. Oh, she's got a way to get there free, and it's Palmateer. Short jumper good. Taylor Palmateer now with the first field goal for Bainbridge Guilford. But BG fans aren't sitting down. They're still standing on their feet. Savino drives as far as she can. Goes to Janung for three, and it's off the rim. Rebound McDonald. McDonald pulling it down and will be called for travel. And Sydney fans saying, are you kidding me? There was a lot of contact. And McDonald was pretty much thrown to the ground, but they'll call her for travel. And BG fans very happy. I guess everybody now says, you can't do that. You can't do that. We're going to hear that about 50 times tonight. In the open court, Jolene Crom with a foul. 2:39 left, first quarter, 8-4. And Crom's first foul, but that's six on Sydney already. So count on them, count on BG shooting one and one after the next one. If it's not a shooting foul already. Oh, Taylor Palmateer committed to the play, and the screen that was set up for Morgan Bullis. Morgan pulled up. She didn't continue with the cut. Taylor threw it to her anyway. And out of bounds it goes. Nobody touched it. 2:20 left. First quarter, 8-4. Low scoring game. Low enough, though, for BG, who is not off to a good start, to keep it close. Tied up. This time it'll be a possession arrow, and it will be BG's ball. Sydney forgot about. Whoa! Oh, backcourt they got away with, and Abby Smith is hoping that they can convert into something. Sydney put on a press, and they did the smart thing. BG threw it through half court. Don't know if it was established or not. Steal out of nowhere by Dawn Savino. She's going to try to finish. Goes up and scores. Dawn Savino. Nice defensive play and the finish. Those little legs just churning. 10-4 now. Sydney by 6 with a minute 40 left. Bullis catch the double team out to Reyes. And Reyes will be called for a foul. And that's going to be two on Decker. The Sydney fouls are mounting. Bethany Carl sitting down with two. Of course, she got hurt. Kelsey Decker with two. One each for Jenna McDonald and Jolene Crom. It's already a 1-1, and the shooter will be freshman Rebecca Reyes. BG 2 of 4 so far from the foul line, and despite the miss, Abby Smith out-hustles the defense to get it. Oh, and then she sees a little bit of an opening, shoots, and it goes over the rim, rebounded by Taylor Crom, who was checked into the game. Taylor sometimes is a starter. Tonight, she's coming off the bench. She's in there for Riley Janong. The give and go to Decker. A jumper, a floater along the lane. Oh, it went in and came back out. Extra bounce. Oh, Jenna McDonald ran right into Morgan Bullis. And now Bullis will get to shoot one and one. McDonald's second foul. Well, Sydney and BG appear to be equally as aggressive, but Sydney is getting whistled for eight fouls. BG only three. It's one and one time for Morgan Bullis, who is 2 for 4. And this is where BG can best utilize their points. The miss, though, by Bullis, so she's 2 for 5. 10 to 4, the score remains. Sydney rebounds. Taylor Crom doing it again. Got a second rebound already. She's at the high post. Goes back to Crom. Jolene Crom. And sister to sister. Taylor Crom to Jolene Crom. Jolene's first points. Even though Jolene doesn't start, she's their second leading scorer. 12 to 4. Abby Smith guarded closely by Savino. Around the screen, Smith. A diagonal pass looking for Thornton, and it wasn't there. I think Bob Conaway looked down at him very quickly, and he suggested to Smith, you could have shot it. And in reality, yes, she could have shot it. It would have been about a 15-footer on the left wing. All right, 34 seconds to go in this first quarter. Jolene Crom sees an opening, goes all the way up and scores it. A running layup. Crom with back-to-back hoops. It's 14-4, largest lead of the game, 10 points. BG held to just one field goal and 2 for 6 free throw shooting. Three-pointer for Smith. It's short. And Savino is going to let it bounce all the way to half court and out of bounds. Probably a smart move because now they inbound at the half court area. Baseball pass comes into Jolene Crom. They can play for the, and they will play for the last shot. Savino with 7 seconds. Savino at the foul line. Up, she's caught unaware. Jolene Crom, and she won't get a shot off. Good defense by Paul Mateer to strip the ball at the last second. 14-4, though. Sydney, they take the good with the bad. They get a 10-point lead, but boy, they've mounted some fouls. 8-3 in that department. Got lots of basketball left, though. It's live. Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
Jake, why are you sitting in the showroom in shorts and sunglasses?
What do you mean? It's time for the Scoville Mino January Used Vehicle Sale, and the deals are hot. We have over 150 premium pre-owned vehicles on our lots, and everyone is on sale. Dad, this is big. There's hot savings inside on our showroom floors, too.
Where's your shirt and tie?
Dad, it's hot in here.
It's the January Used Vehicle Sale at Scoville Mino in Oneonta, Sydney, Bainbridge, and Owego.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
I've been remiss this week. I wanted to welcome a new sponsor to WCDO Sports for the 2014 portion of our season. Scoville Mino has jumped on board. So welcome to the folks at Scoville Mino. Second quarter ready to go. I like it. They take the long break between quarters here. Gives us plenty of time to get things established. Monday night, we'll be back here for BG and Unadilla Valley. Meanwhile, it is Sydney leading by 10. Jolene Crom has 2 baskets off the bench. She's got the ball right now. Riley Janung in there for Sydney as well. She's got it. Kelsey Decker also in there. And Connor Decker is also in there. And they forced the pass into Kelsey Decker. Somehow, I thought it went off her hands, but they're going to give it back to Sydney. So now we have the 2 Deckers and the 2 Croms, I believe. And the shot with a left hand by Connor Decker. It's up and in. So Connor makes her presence known right away. And the stop and pop for Abby Smith. And finally, another field goal for BG. And Abby Smith, one of the leading scorers for Bainbridge Guilford, provides it. Sydney spreads her offense out a little bit. BG in a man-to-man. Decker, three-pointer, top of the key, and that's Kelsey Decker. And missed it to the left. Connor Decker went out for the rebound and didn't quite get it. Again, two Croms and two Deckers in the lineup. Three-pointer shot up and good for number 13, and that's Casey Davis off the bench. The first three-pointer for the Lady Bobcats, and 16-9 is now the score. Quick five-point spurt for BG, more than they got in the entire first quarter. Janung to Jolene Crom. Jolene backs it in, to goes to Janung. Elbow shot is up, and it's way off. Rebounded, though, Taylor Crom, and she is fouled on that opposite side by number 14, Morgan Bullis, who has picked up her second foul. So I've said this before, BG's only got called for four fouls, but it's split two for Ferreira and two for Bullis. And Megan Ferreira has been on the bench for quite a while. Establish the players for you. Crom, Taylor Crom missing. Taylor, 5'6 senior. Sydney was just 1-for-1 free throw shooting in the first quarter. That was the three-point play by Kelsey Decker. 6:30 to go until halftime. Shot up, good. So 17-9. Abby Smith throws it long to Taylor Palmateer. Palmateer gives it up to Abby Smith. Smith drives in. The left-hand layup is good. Nice play by the catalyst of this BG team, Abby Smith. 17-11. Kelsey Decker on the far side ran out of room. And that'll turn the ball over to BG. And Brad Aldrich is sensing a change of momentum, so he'll call a timeout. 6:13 to play in this second quarter. 17-11. In favor of Sydney, you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
BG fans, student section still standing. Waving, they got a couple of nice flags. Bobcat on one, the Bobcat paw on one side and BG on the other. Look like they might have been made in the 60s or 70s, the old flannel. But I like it. I like it a lot. In fact, they don't even have a flagpole, so they took a roll, a base roll of carpeting or something, and mounted it on that. Very innovative. I like it. Old school creativity. Sydney leads 17-11. They have just turned the ball over, and a timeout ensued for Sydney. So we can now set the BG lineup. It is Morgan Bullis, Rebecca Reyes, Abby Smith, Taylor Palmateer, and Marissa Thornton. Smith going up against Savino. Goes to the right side for Bullis. Bullis driving in on Crom. The shot blocked by Connor Decker. Thornton had a shot on the left side, and Decker with the rejection. 17-11, and Dawn Savino goes for three, but it's short. Connor Decker with a rebound. Lost control of it, though. It came down real fast. Abby Smith with a dribble to Bullis. Bullis the dribble drive. Shot blocked by Connor Decker, but correction, foul on Connor Decker. That'll be Connor's first foul. She came in at the beginning of the second quarter, made a basket on a turnaround. And that one-handed push free throw by Morgan Bullis looks awful uncomfortable. It's a two-shot. That was the ninth foul. So everything here is going to be a two-shot for BG unless they make the basket. Second shot is short. Boxed out by Jolene Crom. It didn't do any good. Bullis still sniffed out the basketball, and she's got it up at the top of the key. waiting for someone to throw to. It's Reyes on the right wing, driving in on Janung. Pops it back to Palmateer. Elbow jumper, partially blocked. Recovery by Taylor Crom. Off to her sister Jolene, and here she comes up the right side for Sydney. They lead 17-11. We've stalled in our offensive flow here. Connor Decker back to Riley Janung. Top of the key for Jolene Crom. Bounce pass to Taylor Crom. Back to Jolene. Elbow shot. No, off the rim. Chasing it down. I'm not sure. Connor Decker started to go after it and then tried to block out Morgan Bullis. She didn't try to save it. Little head shaker there. Long pass up ahead to Palmateer. Goes up. It's in, and she's fouled. Taylor Palmateer. This time the pass from Abby Smith was good enough to get Palmateer into shooting position for the basket, and the foul will be on Taylor Crom, her first foul for Sydney. 10 already on Sydney. And good news here, Bethany Carl is able to get back in the ballgame, replacing Taylor Crom. 5:01 left. Palmateer's second basket of the game. First free throw, and it's no good. Ball comes out to Riley Janung. So Lady Warriors held to 3 points in this quarter. BG with 9. The give and go to Janung. Back to Jolene Crom for 3. Bank shot, no good. Janung with a rebound. Tries to put it up. Got the ball stripped by Bullis, and they're on the floor scrambling. Possession arrow pointed to BG. I think when you hear the large amount of applause and yelling, you'll know who the possession arrow goes to. BG fans definitely a boisterous bunch tonight. Up the floor comes Bullis. She goes as far as she can go. Then off to guarded by Jolene Crom to Taylor Palmateer. Bullis goes baseline, drives up, and let's see, is it a block or is it a charge? They call it a block. I see the number 2 by the official. And that foul's going to go on Bethany Carl. She enters the game and in about 12 seconds picks up her third foul. So 2 shots coming for Morgan Bullis. And the first one is up and good. Morgan Bullis with 3 points. 2, 4, 6, 8 shots missed again. 17-14, though. Bobcats now trail by only 3. And everything Sydney did right in the first quarter, they are not doing right in this quarter. Short timeout asked for by Brad Aldrich with 4:19 to play. We'll take that, shorty. 17-14, as I said, Sydney over BG, live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
I'm Greg Davey back at the top of the stands at Bainbridge Guilford, where the fans are being treated to a good game. It started out a 10-point Sydney lead, but the Lady Bobcats have whittled it down. They go deep pass for Kelsey Decker, but it is stolen away. And whoa, Riley Janung into the door. There's going to be a traveling call on Jolene Crom, and it seems like every call is going against the Sydney Warriors right now. Janung got tripped. She slipped into the double doors. And now an easy inbounds pass to Taylor Palmateer. Nobody from Sydney took her, but she missed the shot. Outlet pass to Kelsey Decker. So actually the Warriors got lucky that time. Under 4 minutes to go. Janung on the left wing. Couple of dribbles, driving in hard. Kicks it out to Connor Decker. There's a 10-footer. Good! Connor Decker with a steady shot. 4 points for the sophomore. 19-14, Sydney by 5. Abby Smith working against Savino. Nice crossover dribble. She's going to drive in, goes up. No call either way. They play on. Connor Decker with a rebound. Off to Dawn Savino. Savino over half court. Looking for the traffic to clear up. And right from behind, Abby Smith picks her pocket. We're going back the other way. Oh, the Bobcats get away with the backcourt. But no call. That's twice there's been a BG backcourt with no call. But you know what? Justice prevails as Sydney steals the next pass. That's two backcourts. I thought it was obvious from up here. Savino looking backdoor. BG's got it defended very well. Cutter Decker stops with a dribble. Backs it out to Savino. Six on the shot clock. Savino lets it fly. Bank shot, no good. Rebound to Abby Smith. Smith passes up to Reyes. Reyes quickly to Bullis. Bullis drives in, and no, it's off the front of the rim. Connor Decker touched it last, and nobody will be able to chase that down in the near corner. By the way, BG going to my left, Sydney going to my right. 2:41 left in the half, 19-14 Sydney. Bobcats have whittled away at the Sydney lead. They've cut it in half since the first quarter. But free throws have been their Achilles heel, and a timeout asked for. No timeout asked for. Now, technically, if you don't call a timeout in the fourth second of the five-second call for the official, and that's a judgment call, you can't call timeout. So the five-second call turns the ball back over to Sydney. Savino up the middle, guarded by Reyes, and Reyes bumps inside looking for a steal. That will be a foul. Rebecca Reyes has picked up her first. Remember, Ferreira has been on the bench since early in the game with two, which hurts their continuity and the flow of their subs. Morgan Bullis has two, but she's been in there the whole time. So it's Riley Janung, Dawn Savino, Connor and Kelsey Decker, and Jolene Crom. Connor Decker has it on the left wing. Passes down low to Jolene Crom. Now it's Janung for three off the back of the rim. Rebound by Abby Smith. It's Smith and Thornton and Bullis and Palmateer and Reyes driving in. Abby Smith, right hand this time. Abby Smith shows she can go right, she can go left. 19-16, and we cross the two-minute mark. Savino to the top of the key for Janung. They gave her space, didn't take it. Jolene Crom for three. No, that's off the back of the rim. Batted up in the air. Smith catches it on the way down for BG. Up come the Bobcats. They can tie it or trail by one. Pass gets through the legs of Connor Decker as she went for the steal. Ball is loose again. Janung pops it free. And now she's helter-skelter and waits like a football running back for somebody to take it away from her. And there's a foul as Savino drives the right side. Helter-skelter seemed to be the perfect description for what Riley Janung was just doing. And finally, she just stopped, and she cradled the ball in both arms. All right, that foul is on Marissa Thornton. Only her first and the sixth for BG. Pass inside to Jolene Crom. The turnaround is short. But she's fouled, and things are starting to even out a little bit. Foul will be on Taylor Palmateer of Bainbridge Guilford, her first, team's seventh. But this will be a two-shotter for Jolene Crom, who has two field goals for 4 points, first time at the line. Shot is up, and it's no good. Crom with one of the better free throw shooters for Sydney. It's a second attempt, 1:26 left. Shot is up, and that one's no good. Chased down, though, by Janung. Passes along the baseline, kicked out of bounds by Morgan Bullis. Well, Sydney misses two and still got the ball back. BG's done that several times tonight. Minute 24 showing on the clock, 19-16 Sydney. We've had just a one lead change. Sydney has led the majority of this ball game. Kelsey Decker passes down low to Dawn Savino. She's got to get out of there. She's in the land of the Giants. To Kelsey Decker, back to the basket. Free is Jolene Crom. A couple of dribbles, driving in. 10-footer, no. Rebound by Bullis. She took it for granted. She had Abby Smith right there, and the ball popped up in the air by Jolene Crom. But Smith catches it and starts the offense. Now it's Marissa Thornton to the right side for nobody. Literally nobody. Rebecca Reyes was over in the vicinity, but that ball sailed behind her. 1 minute to play, first half. Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Sydney by three. It hasn't been easy, though. Putting their unbeaten mark in the MAC on the line. Kelsey Decker driving in. Scoop to the hoop, and it just falls off the rim. She will get two shots. I believe that's Abby Smith. Yep, and that's only her first. Kelsey Decker, 1-for-1 tonight. She's got Sydney's only three-pointer. This is a two-shot foul. Up and go. Wasn't very clean, as you could tell by my stuttering. Sydney by four. Kelsey Decker's second shot is short. And the rebound to Taylor Palmateer. Battled out position, Jolene Crom. Smith on the left side now for BG to Morgan Bullis. Top of the key, back again to Palmateer. 30 seconds. Abby Smith. Step away is Dawn Savino, giving her a little bit of room. Abby's trying to navigate down there, puts up the 15-footer, missed it. It's in the corner. She saves it. So they'll play for the last shot, most likely. Smith gets it back from Palmateer, and they will spread it out and go for one. Bob Conway calls a play. You can hear the time from the fans. Here comes Abby Smith pushing it in. Traveling is the call. The basket went in. She got to a double team, and apparently the extra step helped her do it. I thought it was a pretty good drive. Wasn't sure on the steps. I just know she got through two defenders on that. 5 seconds to go. Decker looks up at the clock, which is up on the side of the wall, puts it up for three, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Well, Kelsey Decker seems to have the ball in her hands when there's only seconds on the clock. She had the heroics in Unita La Valley that I got to see on YouTube. Falling down, never saw that the ball went in. The three-pointer to win the game. Didn't get to shoot the foul. Now she gets to shoot three shots. Marissa Thornton with her second foul. So three's coming with 0.7 seconds. First one is up, and it is good. Remember this point in the game, folks, because it was 20-16, and it was going to end 20-16 until that play. Decker's second shot is short. She gets a third one. 21-16, 0.7 to go. The third shot for the senior is up. And it's short. There won't be... Well, Reyes throws it three-quarter. Not a bad toss. Not a bad toss at all from a girl that's about 5'3". All right, what a first quarter. It's in a way, it's lived up to its billing of a good, close, hard-fought game. 21-16 is the score. Sydney has led most of the way. They take it to the locker room with a five-point advantage. We've got the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll tell you about the games tonight and about the games last night. It's all live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherburne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Bainbridge Guilford, site of the biggest Mid-State Athletic Conference girls game on the docket tonight. Sydney, after the half, is leading 21-16 against Bainbridge Guilford, but it's still anybody's ball game. And we got our halftime report, sponsored by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Phone number 563-HEAT, 563-H-E-A-T. And yes, it's been, well, it got off to a Sydney start that saw them be up by 10, 14-4, their largest lead of the ball game. As I said, BG whittled it down. They got to within three before Sydney put a couple free throws in, but both teams are similar in that they have terrible, terrible free throw shooting, and there's no question in my mind they're capable of much better. There has to be nerves at stake here operating on that floor, because, I mean, both teams are accustomed to hanging out of the basketball. They're throwing it away. BG has thrown away numerous opportunities to score inside. Sydney's probably made more and taken more advantage of their opportunities, but 21-16, it's still, you know, they're still easily caught with a streak by BG. I mean, BG started the quarter with five quick points. They put more points on the board in a minute in the second quarter than they did all of the first quarter, and that's what I'm talking about. Here's the scoring recap for Sydney. Dawn Savino has a basket for two. So does Bethany Carl, but Carl has three fouls in the game. Taylor Crom has one for two free throws for one. Jolene Crom off the bench doing her normal thing. Two baskets in the first quarter, but 0 for 2 from the line in the second quarter. Connor Decker has two baskets in the second quarter. So she and Crom with 8 points off the bench. Jenna McDonald has not scored. Kelsey Decker leads all scorers with 8 points. She has Sydney's only three-pointer, but she is also just 3 for 6 from the foul line. Sydney altogether 4 for 10 from the free throw line, 7 field goals, 1 3-point field goal. For Bainbridge Guilford, they've got Abby Smith with 3 baskets all in the second quarter during that comeback for 6. Morgan Bullis has been held to 3 points, but she's 3 for 9 from the foul line. She's going to get there a lot more. She needs to knock those babies down. Taylor Palmateer has 2 baskets, missed a free throw, 4 points. Casey Davis came in off the bench to spark BG early in the second quarter. She has the three-pointer, the only three-pointer for the Lady Bobcats, who averaged between 1 and 2 of a game anyway. And Rebecca Reyes, who filled in the shoes for Megan Ferreira, who had 2 quick fouls. Reyes is out there with 0 for 1 from the field. BG, like Sydney, poor from the line tonight, 3 for 11. They've got 5 field goals, 1 3-pointer, and 16 points. Other games tonight. Well, let's talk about games last night, first of all. You've got Unitigo last night. The boys maintaining their unbeaten mark by defeating Hancock 63-39. The Commenda-Winchester pair, once again, 37 points. Almost outscored Hancock by themselves. Sydney down here struggling in the first half, but put an 11-0 third quarter together, shut them out in the third quarter, and won 44-23 against the Bobcats. Green established their spot as tied for second with Sydney with two losses, 63-50. No, I'm sorry, Green with one loss. My bad. They are established second place behind Unitinco, defeating Unadilla Valley 63-50. My correction there. And, of course, in girls' action, it was Harpersville defeating Seton Catholic in a non-league game we covered on CDO, 60-39 after trailing at 1.9-6. In tonight's action, besides here, girls basketball, you got Deposit at Delhi, Green at Unadilla Valley, Oxford at Afton, Walton at Harpersville, and Hancock at Unitinco. In boys basketball, it's also Deposit at Delhi and Oxford at Afton besides this game. Monday night, there are makeups, including Sydney boys at Whitney Point for the consolation of the Tom Schwann tournament. Sydney girls will host Hancock, and the game we'll do here, BG will host Unadilla Valley. On my schedule, I got to be honest, I had a home match, and then I had at Unadilla Valley. You can't have it both ways, but they did confirm that it will be a home match against Unadilla Valley. And boy, this hasn't happened with all the people with cell phones. I'm not used to hearing the click of the secondary phone down there in the supply locker. Usually, you know, back when this gym opened in the 90s, nobody had cell phones. People were using that phone to call for rides, and they'd hear me on the air. So that was the click sound. All right, we're less than 2 minutes away from the second half. We'll take that final break of Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Your score, once again, 21-16, Sydney leading Bainbridge-Guilford in a key matchup up top. Mid-State Athletic Conference girls basketball teams, and you're listening to it live on your local sports leader, WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Jake, why are you sitting in the showroom in shorts and sunglasses?
What do you mean? It's time for the Scovel Mino January Used Vehicle Sale, and the deals are hot. We have over 150 premium pre-owned vehicles on our lots, and every one is on sale. Dad, this is big. There's hot savings inside on our showroom floors, too.
Where's your shirt and tie?
Dad, it's hot in here.
It's the January Used Vehicle Sale at Scovel Mino in Oneonta, Sydney, Bainbridge, and Owego.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey at Bainbridge-Guilford, thank you for listening to our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. Haven't heard the... where the people are logging on from, logging into from wherever tonight, but I know there's a lot of listeners both on the radio and online. I got told about it tonight from somebody who had to take a trip to Utica the other night. They were so mad that they got out of radio range because it was the exciting Sydney Unitinco boys game. So always like to hear that. Always like to hear still people in their car radios traveling. So are they ever going to sit down? Okay. All right, we're back and ready to go. Sydney going to my left. They'll have possession of the ball to start out with. BG will start out in man-to-man defense. You know they'll switch it up, though. It is to the left side for Kelsey Decker. Decker driving in against the double team, and there's contact made. Foul will be called. Looks like Taylor Palmateer will commit her second foul. This will be interesting to watch because Sydney mounted the fouls up early and often. A lot of times, hey, you guys, sit down, please. I can't see. Thank you. You guys have been storming up and down the court of the steps all night here. All right, we got Sydney going to my left. Riley Janung, Kelsey Decker, Bethany Carl, who has three fouls, Dawn Savino, and Jenna McDonald, who sat out a lot of the second quarter with two fouls. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Janung finally gave up her dribble and then passed it back, and it's going to go out of bounds. Good man-to-man denied defense by the Lady Bobcats, and that's the kind of thing that can spur the offense on. You've heard of defense inspires the offense. That's exactly what could happen. Let's see if they make that happen. Now, Abby Smith, she was the one person out on the court in the last 2 minutes. Everybody else said, she just got called for travel. But let me continue my point. The Sydney girls were back on the bench huddling up with a minute and a half to go in the halftime break. BG was huddling up, with the exception of Abby Smith, who was still practicing her jump shots from the elbow. So let's see if that will come into play. But I give Abby Smith credit for that kind of dedication. If you're given that time, you might as well take advantage of it. There's a foul called inside. That foul will be on Marissa Thornton of Bainbridge Guilford. She's in there along with, well, Megan Ferreira's back, Morgan Bullis, Abby Smith, Taylor Palmateer. The shot is up and missed by Dawn Savino. It's going to get to the point where I'm just going to yell out, can anybody here make a free throw? And she did. How about that? 22-16. Sydney by six. Still the first minute to play in the second half. Here comes Morgan Bullis driving in on Bethany Carl. Passes to Thornton on the left side. Abby Smith, bounce pass to Bullis. Broken up by Carl. Recovery. Bethany passes to Savino, and she's up the floor in a hurry. Bounce pass to the right side. Janung for three. Right side, short. Rebound, Kelsey Decker. The turnaround is short. And the rebound again, this time Jenna McDonald for Sydney. Savino, left side, driving in, puts it up, off the glass, no, rolls off. Carl right there for the putback. Bethany Carl, nobody boxed her out, only her second basket, but very timely. And Bob Conway wants timeout. My goodness. 6:35 left in this one, and the 10-point lead that Sydney had at the end of the first quarter, 14-4, got down to 2 at one point. But it's back up to 8, 24-16. We'll be right back here on Monday night for the girls' game at Unadilla Valley. That is a change in the schedule both for Bainbridge Guilford, Unadilla Valley, and WCDO. Remember that. We had Tuesday listed, and as I talked to Bob Conway before the game tonight, just matter-of-factly, by the way, I'm going to be there Tuesday for the game, and he goes, no, it's Monday. And I just looked at him. I said, boy, am I glad I talked with you. So I said, regardless of how this game turns out, your game with Unadilla Valley is going to be important, and we want to cover that game. So thankfully, we know it's Monday night now. 24-16, of course, Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show right around 7:10, and the game 15 minutes following. 6.5 to go, third quarter, 24-16. BG with the ball, trailing by 8. Smith gave up the dribble. She needs some help. It's got to go to somebody. It's Bullis coming out to help. Bullis drives in on Carl. Carl backs up because she doesn't want her fourth foul. It is Palmateer outside of the top of the key, swinging around with 10 on the shot clock. Driving in is Ferreira. Shot up is short. Rebound, Carl. Bethany Carl with another rebound for the Lady Warriors. Savino playing the point. Sydney sets up a 1-4 offense. Savino almost lost it. Got it back. Whoa, she passes again. First it was Janung passing to somebody that wasn't there, and now Savino passing to somebody who had made the cut. And the ball wound up in Coach Brad Aldrich's hands. 5:55 left. Bobcats looking for their first point. Sydney has scored 3 so far. Coming out is Bullis. Whoa, Bullis traveling with the basketball. That was an obvious call. Trying to make her move. She was going to go one-on-one, and she was going to challenge Bethany Carl. I think one of the things that Bob Conway wants to see happen, he knows Carl can be a real pain in everybody's side for the defensively, trying to get her that fourth foul. She's got Bethany now with the ball on the left wing, guarded by Taylor Palmateer, waiting for a screen. Backdoor, no, picked off by Bullis, and then saved in the corner. It will be BG's ball. Well, McDonald almost saved it. Sydney had set up a fairly decent play with that diagonal pass to the far side, or the right side, side away from me as they go to my left. But the double team defensively had it pegged. And a traveling call on Rebecca Reyes, who is getting the second half start. So Palmateer, Reyes, Smith, Bullis and Ferreira on the defense for BG, playing man-to-man. Riley Janung gets a solo trip up the floor to the right side for Savino. Savino holding the ball over her head. Good defense by BG. No one to pass to. Finally, Janung on the left wing comes out. 9 on the shot clock for Sydney. Good defense by the Bobcats. Will they get a shot off? Savino starts to drive right, throws it up baseline. There's no touching the rim, but Carl steals the ball, and it won't count, but Carl still with the steal. And then the foul will be on Morgan Bullis of BG, her third. Well, Dawn Savino, there's no question she forced the shot, and I say that because they were running out of time. So she threw a shot up as she ran down to the right side of the lane. It was an air ball. BG could not catch it. The ball popped loose. Bethany Carl got it. She put it up and in. That doesn't count. It'll be BG playing defense again as Carl now shoots from 7 feet away. Missed it. Rebound, Abby Smith. Oh, the shot clock. Everything went off. Now it's back on. It was off for a mega second. And the shot, Palmateer driving in hard, missed it, rebound, Connor Decker, who just checks in, long outlet to Riley Janung. But Riley's going to let everybody go by her as she sets up the half-court offense. Sydney spreading it out now. Left side to Bethany Carl. Carl fakes it left, looking for Kelsey Decker. No, bad pass across the key to Connor Decker, stolen by Bullis. Left side layup is good. Morgan Bullis produces the first basket. And her first basket of the game, the first basket of the second half for the Lady Bobcats, 24-18, down to the four-minute mark. Janung to the right side. That's almost stolen away by Megan Ferreira. Sydney is finding out quickly they can't make those wing passes because BG's playing, instead of zone, they're playing man-to-man. And they're picking those passes off. And there's a steal by Abby Smith and then picked up by Savino with help. Savino drives in hard and it's off the backboard and then off the rim. Good play by Savino, but she didn't get it to go. A lofted pass into Ferreira from Morgan Bullis. Nice play by number 14, Bullis to Ferreira. Megan Ferreira's first basket. One of the best plays of the night. And Bethany Carl makes a mental mistake by putting a foot on the end line on the inbounds pass. It's suddenly a four-point ball game, folks. 24-20. Sydney by four. Bobcats will get the ball. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, it's back to being a barn burner. Not that it ever wasn't, but now BG has three team fouls on them. Sydney, none in this quarter. So they're not calling them with that same regularity. BG, though, getting a gift of possession back after Sydney crossed over the line on the inbounds pass. Sydney playing man-to-man. Driving in hard is Bullis against Carl. Nothing there. Nice defense by Carl. And Bullis again is going to drive in on the right side. And it scores! They're within two. A foul on Riley Janung could make it a one-point ball game. Riley Janung's first foul of the second of the game and the first of the second half for the Sydney Lady Warriors. And Bullis now is starting to come on. She's got a team-high 7 points. Make it eight. She makes the free throw. So like I said, good defense inspiring the good offense. 3:09 left to go in the third, and substitution, Taylor Crom comes in for the Sydney Warriors in place of Bethany Carl. Savino trying to get through, and this could be a lead for BG. Yes! Rebecca Reyes with a steal off Savino, who fell down. Reyes finishes, and she is fouled. That's going to go on Savino, who picks up her second foul. I had her down for one. They've got her down for two. I got to yield to that. So Reyes, her first points. her second free throw of the game, and it's no good. Rebound, Taylor Crom. 25-24. It hasn't been a BG lead since 1-0. And the game and the plot thickens, and a double dribble called on Kelsey Decker, who slams the ball down in disgust at herself, not at the call. Let's make that very clear. She was mad at herself. So Janung comes out, replaced by Jolene Crom, who can certainly add a boost to the offense. Both teams playing man-to-man. I like it. Man-to-man, deny defense, block out. Work on basketball plays. BG's doing exactly that. Bullis, a layup in the lane. Missed it, though. Connor Decker rebounds. Sydney has both Deckers in there right now. And Jolene Crom, and both Croms, too. And a nice pass. Connor Decker's shot missed. Blocked by Bullis. It was a nice pass from Taylor Crom. Steal by Kelsey Decker. She's going to dribble, and it looks like a foul before a shot or a pass. That's going to go against BG. That's going to go on Megan Ferreira. Remember, Megan had two quick fouls and sat down most of the first half. She just picked up her third with 2:17 to go in the third quarter. Kelsey Decker to Connor Decker. The ball fake, and then the shot blocked again by Bullis. Long pass up ahead to Palmatier. Throws it into the crowd, and Taylor Crom punches it away into the hands of Jolene Crom, her sister. Jolene Crom for three. No. Rebound chased down in the corner by Connor Decker. Off the double team to Kelsey. Decker for three, and it's good. There's your double Decker. Kelsey Decker on a pass from Connor Decker. 11 points and a lead change. Traveling on Taylor Crom as she came up with a steal, but she was on the floor, and that's a travel. Third lead change of the game. Been waiting for the right time to go Decker to Decker with a double Decker. That's just ideal. That was perfect. Connor Decker chased down the missed shot in the near corner to my left. They double teamed her in the corner. She was tall enough, and she was able to get it to Kelsey at the left wing. Fired for three, nothing but net. 27-25. Inside, a nice play by Abby Smith. She will tie up this ball game. Abby Smith inside. Excellent move in the post. Tied for the first time, folks, at 27. Dawn Savino to Jolene Crom. Back to Dawn Savino for three. Short. Rebound ricochets off quickly. Connor Decker with a rebound, and she draws contact. Connor Decker will be at the line. 27 all tie with a minute 19 to go. That fouls on Morgan Bullis, and that is her fourth. That is a crunch for the Lady Bobcats. Decker at the line to shoot two. Shot is up, and it's short. Connor's first time at the line. She doesn't get to the line very often. She is the odds-on favorite to be the starting pitcher for the Lady Warriors softball team, which this year could go very far with Connor Decker on the mound. Here's the second shot. That one's off, too. Ooh, Kelsey Decker risking a foul going up over the top. She tapped it away, but tapped it into Taylor Palmatier's hand. So a minute 12 to go, still tied at 27. Sydney just 1-for-4 from the foul line in this quarter, and a traveling on Morgan Bullis. Morgan Bullis has made some drives to the basket, but she keeps forgetting to put the foul on the floor. And Katie Barber will check in for the first time for Bainbridge Guilford. She will take the place of Morgan Bullis, who will sit out the rest of the third quarter. 27 all tie. And in the man-to-man defense, Barber will take Connor Decker defensively. Janung around to Savino. Jolene Crom. Three from the right side. Bang! She's got it. Jolene Crom's first three-pointer of the game. Sydney's second of this quarter, third for the game, and they've regained the lead at 30-27. 40 seconds to go. Smith, nice little change of direction, but it didn't get her anywhere. Savino trying to stay with her. Nice spin move by Smith. Puts it up. It's not going to go, but she draws the foul. Nice move by Abby Smith. They gave her a little bit of clearance to go to spin to the left, which is her strong hand. And that foul will be on Savino, her third. So five fouls on BG, three on Sydney. And at the line will be Abby Smith for the first time tonight. She's got 8 points, sharing team high honors with Morgan Bullis. The southpaw shoots and misses. Riley Janung comes in replacing Kelsey Decker, who has two fouls, so they're going to protect her in the final 31 seconds. Abby Smith to shoot a second, and it's good. So 9 points for Abby Smith, 30-28. Sydney can almost take this last shot. Basically a half-second difference. Oh, Janung got the ball taken away. Went back to get it, and in reality, Ferreira never touched the ball. Janung just messed up on that. Nice defense by Megan Ferreira. Come to expect that the year she's been playing, and she's still just a junior. So now it's a switched over, a give and go to Bullis. Bullis has a path to the basket. No, it rolls off the rim. The rebound by the shortest girl on the floor, Riley Janung. 12 seconds to go. They should try to go for a play. 8 seconds left. Dawn Savino to Jolene Crom. 4 seconds. They go down into the turnaround for Connor Decker, and it rolls off the rim just like the Bullis shot moments ago. Both teams can't put in their last shot of the quarter, even though they had shots they wanted. But Sydney up by two. BG took the lead a couple of times in the third quarter. We are bound for a great 8 minutes of basketball. 30-28 Sydney by two. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, from what I understand, the student section of BG stands from the start of the game to the end of the game. And so it goes, 30-28. Their Bobcats will inbound the ball to start the fourth quarter. Morgan Bullis, Abby Smith, Rebecca Reyes, Taylor Palmateer, and Megan Ferreira against the man-to-man defense of Sydney. We'll set the Sydney lineup when they have the ball. Taylor Palmateer on the right wing, guarded by Connor Decker. Decker gave her a little bit of room. Palmateer goes up. Shot blocked by Connor Decker. Rebound by Connor Decker, and off to Dawn Savino. Savino dribbling it close to the floor. Pass over to Jolene Crom for three. It's off the rim, and rebound up. Missed by one Decker, put up by a second Decker. No, that was Bethany Carl that missed. I'm sorry. Connor Decker, so with a follow-up. I ruined her thunder. It was Bethany Carl, because I don't think Kelsey's out on the floor. Nope, she's not. It's Bullis inside. Carl doing a nice job to seal her off along the baseline, and the pickup by Janung off to Carl. She goes up the floor. On the right side, gives it back to Savino. So it's Savino, Carl, Connor Decker, Jolene Crom, and Riley Janung. Connor Decker, a fallback shot, no good. Rebound by Carl. That's the second time Bethany Carl has hustled for a basket, only to come up without it counting. They're calling it a possession arrow. A little quick on the whistle, I think, but play stands, of course. I have no bearing on it all. They pass it into Decker at the mid-post. Back outside to Riley Janung. Morgan Bullis is guarding Connor Decker right now. That's a good matchup to look at. Jolene Crom in a double team. Passes back to Janung. The right-hand layup is good. Riley Janung's first basket is a biggie. 34-28. Pass up ahead to Taylor Palmateer for three left side. And it's good! Oh, man! The lead cut in half. Taylor Palmateer. First basket of the second half, and it's a three. Not necessarily the best planned shot, to be honest with you, because she had a wide-open layup if she wanted it. But for some reason, she spotted up, took her shot, and hit it. 34-31, substitution. Bob Conway's going to do the offense-defense switch. Bullis sits out with four fouls, of course. She'll be back in there in an offensive opportunity. Katie Barber comes in and will guard Kelsey Decker, who has just checked into the ballgame for Connor Decker. Janung working the right side against Abby Smith. The pass off the leg of Abby Smith. That'll keep the shot clock at 17, and an inbounds play for Sydney, a long way down in the corner. Jolene Crown, bounce pass to Carl. Carl driving in hard off the glass. Not good this time. Connor Decker rebounds, puts it up and in. I haven't seen Connor Decker play this aggressively in a while. 36-31. She is really coming into her own for this Sydney team at a great time. 5-point lead for the Lady Warriors. Abby Smith, nice backdoor to Taylor Palmateer. Blocked on shot by Connor Decker. Nice play, Abby Smith. It's a shame when they don't get to finish like that, but Smith drew the double team and passed it right through the legs and into Taylor Palmateer's hands. That foul is on Connor Decker, her second. Two at the line for Palmateer. Shot is up and no good. Just a little background. Taylor Palmateer's mother was one of our first WCDO Athletes of the Week back in 1987. Kelly Price, now Kelly Palmateer. Second shot is good. 8 points for Palmateer. So the three that I mentioned, Bullis, Smith, and Palmateer, doing the bulk of the scoring for Bainbridge Guilford. Savino, handoff from Janung. Around a screen, Jenna McDonald in the ballgame now for Sydney. Janung in the far corner. She's going to circle it around. 13 on the shot clock. Now she comes all the way down to the left corner. Back out to Kelsey Decker. Going one-on-one with Megan Ferreira. Goes up. Oh, chopped on the arm by Megan Ferreira. Helped up, though, by Taylor Palmateer. Give her credit on that. And number 15, Kelsey Decker at the line to shoot a pair. That's the fourth foul on Megan Ferreira. Ferreira and Bullis both with four fouls. And Decker at the line with 11 points. Shot is up, and it is good. Neither team bragging about their free throw shooting tonight, so everyone has made is certainly a bonus. Shot is up, and it is good again. 13 for Decker. Just about her season's average, 38-32. So that three-point magic by Taylor Palmateer has been wiped away. It's back to a six-point lead for Sydney, 38-32. But there's still a lot of time left, 5:12 on the clock. Morgan Bullis, guarded by Carl. Feet are moving quickly. Nothing there. Passes to Reyes for three. Way off the mark. Rebounded by Taylor Palmateer. Got away. Double dribble. No, I thought she got away with it, but no. The trail official did see it. And a shame, too, for Palmateer because she banged home the layup. Other than the double dribble, that was a heck of a play. Under 5 minutes to go. And it's a man-to-man defense for BG. It's made it hard for Sydney. Ball popped loose by Abby Smith on the dribbling Riley Janung. Shot clock to 18. Sydney by six. Now they'll inbound by the triple doors on the far side. Around the screen comes Kelsey Decker. Oh, the ball is contested by Megan Ferreira. She's not giving up with those four fouls. Playing hard to the end. But Sydney did retain possession. Janung at the foul line, dragging her feet. Call for the travel. Turn back over to the home team, Lady Bobcats of Bainbridge Guilford, who trail 38-32, 4:38 left in this regulation. Reyes gets right by Janung. It's a 4-on-3. Reyes over to Palmateer. 15-footer. No. Bounces off. Goes the opposite side. Kelsey Decker rebounds to Carl. Way up ahead to Janung. She's got to go up and in. She sidestepped. Smith missed it. Jenna McDonald with a follow-up. And she's good. Jenna McDonald's first basket. 40-32, Sydney by 8. Here comes BG trying to get right back into it. Smith around a screen from Bullis. Elbow jumper. She never got rid of the ball. Dawn Savino forces the possession arrow. Double switch for Sydney. Jolene Crom and Connor Decker come in. Riley Janung and Bethany Carl come out. Carl's first priority on right now is offensive rebounding and defense. She's done a whale of a job. 4:07 left in this game. BG have the ball underneath their basket, 19 seconds on their shot clock. Coming out of the penalty, it's Reyes. Reyes in the corner back to Smith. Smith gets up ahead of steam, drives in. Little five-footer, missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound, Connor Decker. Up ahead to Jolene Crom. Nobody guards her. Passes into McDonald. Underneath the basket too much. It came up and it came back. It went up and it came back down. Nothing. Oh! Abby Smith looking up the court, looking to see who she was going to pass to, and the ball went off her foot. And a timeout asked for by Bob Conway. And thankfully, the referee saw Bob Conway asking for time. Neither one were looking at him. 3:43 left. We've got a full timeout. Sydney, 40. Bainbridge Guilford, 32. Still 3:43 to go in this one. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, Sydney's out there first, waiting for BG and the officials. Jolene Crom, Kelsey Decker, Dawn Savino, Connor Decker, and Jenna McDonald. Sydney on the offense, leading by eight. Jenna McDonald, it's a runner along the lane. No, missed it. Rebound. Morgan Bullis from behind. Jenna McDonald chasing her down and commits the foul. Going for broke. There's no question Jenna McDonald was trying to surprise Morgan Bullis. Whether Morgan knew it or not, I don't know. She kept changing direction, making it frustrating for McDonald. That's going to be her third foul, though. Comes right out. Taylor Palmateer, right where she hit the three before. Now it's Abby Smith for three. Misses, and the long rebound out to Kelsey Decker. 3:26 to go. Sydney trying to extend it to the 10-point lead they enjoyed at the end of the first quarter. There's a bank shot. Jolene Crom does exactly that. Jolene Crom with nine. Good balanced effort for the Lady Warriors. Good balanced effort for the Bobcats. But a 10-point advantage for Sydney. Abby Smith gives up her dribble. Left side to Reyes. That's going to go out of bounds. No, it is. No, oh, boy. If it wasn't out of bounds, Jolene Crom had an easy layup. All right, back they go. Nobody has wavered from that man-to-man defense. Dawn Savino down in the deep corner for Sydney, looking along the baseline for McDonald, and she's caught in no man's land. It's a steal, point blank from Bullis. Ball popped loose by Jolene Crom. Sorry, I'm watching what happens. And Crom, and then McDonald comes down, steals it away from Pereira, and Pereira bumps her, and that's going to be five on Megan Pereira. Well, an unfortunate incident for Pereira, and I say that because there were three turnovers in that possession, and somebody, and I don't know who, and it doesn't matter who, tried to throw the ball down deep for Megan. McDonald contested it. Pereira bumped into McDonald. And so it goes, and Megan Ferreira will end her night early with 2:44 left in this game. Timeout on the court, 42-32. Here's the deal. Sydney has five team fouls. Bainbridge Guilford has eight team fouls, so everything for Sydney, unless it's an offensive, will be a shooting situation. Could be one and one, could be two, could be just a one shot after a basket. Foul situation. Well, we just know that Megan Ferreira fouled out, finishing with 2 points. Morgan Bullis is out there with four fouls. Marissa Thornton has three. and Taylor Palmer, tier two, nobody else with more than one for BG. Sydney, who got into foul trouble early, has stayed in pretty good shape. Bethany Carl had three at the end of the first half. She still has three. Dawn Savino has three. And Jenna McDonald has three. Kelsey Decker has two. She had those in the first half. Connor Decker has one in the first, one in the second for two. And that's where that stands. The Sydney lineup will see Jenna McDonald shooting, Connor and Kelsey Decker talking on the situation by themselves and actually smiling a bit. Why not? They're up by 10. Meanwhile, it's Jolene Crom and Dawn Savino as the guards for Sydney. Coming out, Taylor Palmateer and Morgan Bullis will line up in the foul lane, along with Abby Smith and Rebecca Reyes, and also in there Marissa Thornton for Bainbridge, Guilford McDonald at the line. 1-1. Shot is up. Bank shot, no. Almost went in. Connor Decker hit it off. And it'll be Bainbridge Guilford's ball. Sydney will play some contesting defense, full court style. Smith, though, forces them all to backpedal as he gets over half court with ease. 2:35 to go. Crossover dribble. Nice help defense by Kelsey Decker, but I think they're going to call her for the block. That will be on Kelsey Decker. She had the good intention, though, because, let's face it, Abby Smith exploded past Dawn Savino and was headed for an easy layup. Kelsey stepped in. Here's the two shot. Smith in and out. Oh, my, that hurts. 9 points for Abby Smith. Second shot is good. 10 points and a 9-point deficit. Another timeout. 2:32 left in this one, 42-33 in favor of Sydney. It's live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we mentioned a lot of people logging on tonight, but not a lot are telling us where they're logging on from, but we do have one from Belford, New Jersey, and I hope you guys have survived the snow there. A lot of snow there, not much here, just cold. All right, here we go, 2:32 left, Sydney to inbound. Jolene Crom, Taylor Crom is in the game now along with Dawn Savino. Savino trying to get through a double team. She's fouled by Rebecca Reyes, who commits her second foul. That'll be 9 on the BG Bobcats. Last 1-1 of the game for Sydney. And it'll be the Peanut. Dawn Savino is 1-for-2 tonight. Shot is up. No good. Lane violation. Lane violation on somebody from Bainbridge Guilford, and that is, in the immortal words of a playground participant, a do-over. This one is gone. It fell off the top of the back of the rim, went straight up, straight down. Well, break for Sydney for sure. Dawn Savino gets a rare third shot on a 1-1. Oh, now somebody else. Now she makes one, and Sydney creates the violation. So all in all, 1-for-3 and 2 violations. Sydney will take that point. They're back up by 10, 43-33. Abby Smith, crossover, backs it up, shoots for 2, short. Rebound. Jolene Crom came in from the weak side and got it. It was up for grabs, and she grabbed it. Jolene Crown playing the point this time. Setting up the 1-4 offense. They go down low. The turnaround by Connor Decker. It's an air ball to the opposite side. Saved by somebody. Oh, that's Taylor Crown. Kelsey Decker thought Connor was open wide on the diagonal. Again, picked off by Taylor Palmateer. Three-pointer right side. Short. Was it blocked? It apparently was not. Bob Conway thinks it was. They'll contest now for the inbounds. Oh, steal by Abby Smith. Up and good, Abby Smith with a great defensive play and a basket. Nice job, Abby Smith. Now a steal by Reyes, and that shot misses. Rebound, Jolene Crown. Boy, is Sydney lucky in that exchange to give up just the 2 points. A minute 30, Kelsey Decker driving in hard, goes under the basket, goes to Jolene Crown. 15-footer left side, no. Rebound, Abby Smith. Here comes BG, plenty of time, although they got an 8-point hill to climb. Taylor Palmateer driving in. Layup is good. Palmateer with another basket. Palmateer with 10 points. Sydney to inbound to Kelsey Decker. Sydney getting sloppy. Savino's got to bring the ball up court and does, and she's fouled. So a two-shot foul for Dawn Savino. 43-37. BG going into their scramble mode. And Bethany Carl will come in to substitute. This is a two-shot foul, so she'll have to wait. Fourth foul on Rebecca Reyes. And the first shot for Savino is good. Substitution, Taylor Crom out, Bethany Carl in. Jolene Crom out, Riley Janung in. A minute one on the clock. 7-point lead. Make it eight. Dawn Savino. 3 for 5 in this quarter. 4 for 7 in this half free throw shooting. 45-37. Smith gets away from Savino, but the ball gets loose. It goes to Thornton and right back to Smith. Down low to Bullis. And she misses once, misses twice. Lots of contact. No call. Oh, Bullis probably should have gone to the foul line. And a foul on Palmateer on purpose so that they can stop the clock with 40.2 seconds to go. Sydney up by 8, 45-37. Third foul on Taylor Palmateer. At the line, Riley Janung. She'll get two. Shot is up, no good. 8-point lead. So at least a 3-possession game. Sydney has Connor and Kelsey Decker in the game. Bethany Carl and the two small guards, Janung and Savino. This one is, much like Savino's a moment ago, off the rim, up and good. And Savino with a steal, but steals it right and tries to save it, but saves it right into Abby Smith's hands. Smith for three, locked and loaded, but it's short. Rebound, Bullis up, and she's fouled. Bullis almost made that into an old-fashioned 3-point play attempt. Clock stops with 30.2 seconds to go. That's the fourth on Kelsey Decker. So the clock stopped, and Bullis will be at the line. Remember, in the first half, she was 3 for 9 from the foul line. Shot is short. BG 2 for 5 in this quarter. 4 for 8 in this half. Second shot is good. So 9 points and a full timeout asked for by Bob Conway. 30.2 seconds to go. 46-38 Sydney. We'll have the wrap-up here very soon. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Greg Davey back. We knew it was going to be an exciting game. Talked to some fans before the game. Talked to The athletic director at BG, Greg Warren, talked to some other folks, some excited basketball fans for local high schools that go to different schools, different games. They figured this one was going to be tight all the way. It's been tight much of the way, but not all the way. Sydney extended the lead to 10. They're holding on by 8, and they've got the ball with 30.2 seconds to go. BG trying desperately to get back in this, and Savino is going to be fouled on the double team. Dawn Savino will get another try at the line, and Marissa Thornton picks up her fourth foul of the ball game. We will have our post-game awards. Don't forget, NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, and the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. And Dawn Savino shoots again, but misses. She was 4-for-8 from the line. 28.6 seconds to go. Sydney by 8. Sydney by 9 with a make by Savino. 25 seconds to go. Palmateer drives in on Connor Decker. Shot blocked by Taylor Crom this time. And out of bounds, it'll be Sydney's ball. Well, now the Sydney fans get to erupt a little bit. They've got pride in their team just as much as Bainbridge Guilford. Bobcat faithful over there making a lot of noise tonight. 17.9 seconds, but they're kind of quiet right now. But we'll see what happens on Monday. They'll get another chance at a home game. There's Bullis in there, fouled in the act of shooting by Kelsey Decker. And that's probably, that is Kelsey Decker's fifth and final foul. Kelsey will sit down with 13 points. Not the game high. Well, actually, yes, it is. Sorry. 13 for her. Shot by Bullis is up and good. Three BG players in double figures. I mentioned them all before the game. Second shot is good. And a steal by Abby Smith. She puts it up and scores it. Wow! Smith with 14. It's 47-42. And now you got to start thinking about all the free throws missed by Bainbridge Guilford. Foul be on Taylor. I think Taylor Palmateer. That will be her fourth. Boy, Bobcats have had streaky defense to offense transitions. Janung at the line misses the first. 9.4 seconds to go, 47-42. Shot is up and no good, but it looks like a violation. Sydney violation either way, I'm sure. It'll be BG's ball. More violations tonight than I've had all season. 47-42. Smith doesn't have much time. Has to put it up. No, throws it to Reyes, but it's off her hand. Stolen by Crom and handed off to Janung, and that'll do it. And Sydney comes out of this one with a five-point win. 47-42. They led almost all the way. The Bobcats fought from a 10-point deficit to take a lead. Couldn't hang on. The shooting in the second half of Jolene Crom and Kelsey Decker, among others, and Connor Decker as well. A nice team effort for both sides. A lot to tell you about. And, of course, the awards coming up. So as I total them all up, let me take you to the sponsors. And when we come back, we'll have those for you. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball, the postgame show on WCDL.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Looks like my numbers add up, which is good because I came back a lot faster than I thought. 18 and 5 is 23. Got it. All right. Well, nobody can brag about their free throw shooting. And if either team shot just 60%, they'd have guaranteed their victory tonight, and it did not happen. Well, it's our postgame show on WCDO. Sydney ups their league record to 8-0. They still have a makeup with Hancock on Monday night. Then they play Oxford on Tuesday night, and at Harpersville, their biggest challenge of the regular season on Friday night. Bainbridge Guilford drops to 7-2, and they also have just two games left, including a big one with Unadilla Valley. We'll cover for you on Monday night. All right, for the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats, I mentioned before the game the three big players for them scoring-wise, Abby Smith, Morgan Bullis, and Taylor Palmateer. They lived up to that billing. They combined for 35 of the team's 42 points in tonight's ballgame. Megan Ferreira had a rough night. She did foul out early, but she had a basket for two. Abby Smith got a late start as far as her offense goes. She was the game's high scorer with 14, six field goals, two for four from the line, and a couple of nice steals at the end with baskets to follow. Just a little bit too little too late. Mercer Thornton started, did not score. Morgan Bullis had a rough night from the foul line, though she got there a lot of times tonight. 7 for 14 from the line to be exact, two field goals, and 11 points. Taylor Palmateer, the third one of the group, she had three field goals tonight, one more from the three-point line, one for three foul shooting. She finished with 10 points. So BG had three players in double figures for their 42 points, and the other 7 points, well, they came from Megan Frere with two. Casey Davis came off the bench and hit a three to spark them on the comeback in the second quarter, and Rebecca Reyes had a field goal early in the third quarter. She finished with two, and she was also 0 for 2 from the foul line. So 13 two-pointers for BG, two three-pointers. That makes 32 points in all, 10 from the foul line to make 42, but 23 foul shot attempts, 10 for 23. They make 15 of 23. It's tied. It's hypothetical, of course, but you know what I'm saying. For Sydney, they also had a nice balanced effort, and as usual, led by Kelsey Decker. 13 points tonight for her, 5 for 8 from the foul line, 1 two-pointer. That was the weird thing. She had a three-point play early in the game, never made another one except her three-point shots in the first and third quarters, 5 for 8 from the line, and 13 points. For the top to bottom, Riley Janung, fourth quarter, a basket, 1 for 4 from free throw shooting, 3 points. Dawn Savino, an early basket, 5 for 9 from the free throw line and 7 points. Bethany Carl, she was in foul trouble much of the night. She only wound up with three, though. She had three in the first half, never got another one. Two baskets for four. Glad that she's all right because she sat out. She got her face hit inadvertently tonight and went off, but came back and finished the game strong. Taylor Cron, 1 for 2 from the line. She has 1 point. Jenna McDonald, a late basket, which was big for Sydney to maintain their lead. 0 for 1 from the line for 2. Jolene Crom had 3 baskets, 1 3-pointer, 0 for 2. Free throw shooting, she has 9. And Connor Decker with 4 baskets, 0 for 2 from the line. She finishes with 8. So 13 2-pointers, just like Bainbridge Guilford. for 26. Three three-pointers makes it 35, plus the 12 for 20. Let's check that, 10. 12 for sure for 47, but their free throw attempts, 4, 9, 13, and 10 is 23. 23 and 5, 28. Yep, that's what I had. 13 or 12 for 28 from the foul line. I'm not even going to get out my calculator. That's rough. That's like 3 for 7. So that's like 42%, which is about their season total. Bainbridge Gopher, 10 for 23. And let's see, is that even better? 2, 5... Now it's a little bit less, but they were very similar. But again, if Bainbridge Gopher makes just five more free throws, the game is tied. We're at overtime. But, you know, the nerves for both of these teams, I don't even want to think about it. I'm way up here. I can't tell truly how nervous they must have been. But I'll tell you what they did do down on the court was a lot of turnovers early on as they were trying to get their basketball legs and their basketball arms and hands and everything else, and they did a lot of things that they normally do. Both teams, though, were equal on that. They threw the ball away. They threw it to teammates who had already cut. They threw to teammates who faked the cut and went out of bounds, a lot of stuff like that. And of course, those early fouls for Sydney, they were worried that that was going to be a problem. But they wound up just one foul out, and that was Kelsey Decker late when the game was already in hand. All right, time for our awards. Let's start with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, sponsored by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for over 150 years. They're member FDIC. Tonight's Outstanding Offense is going to go to Kelsey Decker. Kelsey, always in the mix, as we know, but her offense was critical, especially that third quarter three-pointer, and had a couple of assists and did a nice job overall on the offense, as she usually does. And I said this after the last game when she was the All-Purpose Award winner, when she looked for other players on her passes, good things tend to happen, and I think she did that tonight more than she did most of the season. So nice job. And she got to the line 5 for 8. That's tonight. That was the best of the lot. All right, so Kelsey wins the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense. Time for the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Mang Insurance has been serving the insurance needs of our Tri-County community for over 100 years, and they're proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. And I'm actually going to flip it over tonight. I'm flipping over to the Bainbridge Guilford side, and Morgan Bullis will win our Dynamic Defense Award. You know what? Check that. I apologize. I totally apologize. I meant Abby Smith. Smith on the defense, those steals late in the game, bringing their team back. I do apologize. I know Morgan's won awards before with us. We're going with Abby Smith with a Dynamic Defense Award. Boy, I'm so sorry about that. I don't make identification mistakes. I was looking at Morgan's name. Said her name. I'm sorry. Abby Smith, Dynamic Defense Award tonight. She had 14 points to lead all scorers, but late in the game when they need, I mean, she came up with steals. After BG would make a basket, she would steal the inbounds pass. I mean, that was, you know, again, a little too late, but still, she didn't quit, and I like that in players, and there are a lot of girls out there that really did quit, but she just rose above the rest. So Abby Smith, even in a losing effort tonight, will be our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Morgan also played very well, I will say that. Our All-Purpose Award tonight's going to go to somebody that you might not have expected it to be, but I thought tonight's game, she came of age, and she started the season not playing a lot. She's played more and more with each passing game. She's made contributions in many ways. Tonight, I think she played her best game of the season. Number 31, sophomore Connor Decker will win our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. With honorable mention to Jolene Crom and Dawn Savino tonight, and Bethany Carl, actually, and on the other side to Morgan Bullis and to Taylor Palmateer. But I think Connor, with 8 points tonight, a bunch of rebounds. I still wish I had stats available, but I don't. You just go by feel sometimes on this. Connor, with she got a lot more minutes than she's been averaging. She and Kelsey, as cousins, of course, make a good pair anyway, but she forced different shots. She got some blocks. She got a lot of rebounds, a couple of passes, and they went to her for points, and she came up with the points. You know, 8's not a lot, but still, They're really not counting on a lot from her point-wise to begin with as far as, hey, you have to score 10 or you have to score 15. You know, just do the best you can. And tonight, I think she did that. So Counter Decker will win our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award, and it's brought to you by Echo Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in our Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this season, and they remind you to attend games of all sports and all schools and cheer on all of these young athletes as they make their way through their high school years. All right, my thanks to Joe Gardner, and also just to let you know the change in our schedule. Monday night, Bainbridge-Guilford is here against Una de la Valle. That's a change in the schedule from Tuesday to Monday. It's a rare Monday game now, and tip-off will be at about 7:15, and JV game, whenever that gets done, we will go right on the air with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on roughly 7 o'clock. Tonight was about 7:10. So final score, once again, Sydney retains their unbeaten status in the MAC, joining Harpersville in that category as they share first place for now, 47-42 over Bainbridge-Guilford, who drops with that second loss to third place in the MAC. UV's hanging right in there, and we'll see BGUV on Monday night. So that'll do it from everybody at WCDO Radio Sports. Thanks for either tuning in or logging on. I'm Greg Davey. Have a great night.